This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
We've only just
no,
begun.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me
I'm
any
Sean
of this.
Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but there go ahead. Keep asking it. Hello, everybody, and good morning, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday on AFR. It's time to learn some stuff. Make yourself smarter, as Ed Battagliano says, and a betterer person.
And a betterer person.
Ed is with me. I'm Tim Wildman. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, sits across the way there. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Good to be here. Wasn't here last week, but thankfully the professors are never disrespected if they're not here.
No, well, Professor Ed and yours truly were sitting here last week, and it's 10:04 Central Time, and J.J. Jasper is not over there where you are now. You weren't here, you know.
That's right.
You're on vacation.
I was on vacation all week.
Right. And then, well, we didn't know that you weren't going to be here for the show, so Walker just sort of jumped in there. Where'd you get your questions from, Walker?
He looked them up on the spot.
It was on,
wow.
And I gave him a couple.
Way
but it
to
was,
go, Walker.
I think it was seamless. We didn't make a big deal of it.
No, we didn't.
Have you not been? You know, we just called you No Show Jones. I'm just kidding. You remember what was that? What was that country singer that didn't show up to Happy's concerts that they called him No Show? George Jones.
George Jones.
What? He just didn't show up.
No,
he just got his license revoked so many times. He spent a lot of his time riding lawnmower, and you can't hardly get from one city to the next in time for your concert.
That was his reputation.
No Show Jones.
The Possum was his nickname, but they called him No Show Jones. At the time, he did show up his concert.
Well, we got tickets.
Who knows if he'll show up, if the singer will show up or not.
Don't have all as many scalpers out in the parking lot as they usually do. I wonder what that's all about.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
And what we're going to do now is give our three questions each. And then we'll allow you to call in and answer one of them and or ask us a question. That's how we do this. Trivia Friday, three questions from the three of us, and then we'll let you call in and answer one of them and ask us a trivia question. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. That's the phone number for Kim Jong-un.
So if you want a piece of your mind.
If you want to give him a call, let him know what you think about this whole worldwide crisis of nuclear war, you give him a call.
Or give him the name of your barber. That would be a helpful tip for him.
Right. Ask him if he needs a razor blade. All right, 888-589-8840 is our phone number. Now, along the way here, if a particular question we have is answered, and we know which one it is.
Mystery question.
It's a mystery question. You will hear this sound.
What is that?
That means that's the
music.
Question has been answered correctly, and you have won yourself a gift mug. A gift mug by American Travel Mug. American Family Radio. It's very nice, and so we'll see. You'll see it. You see it on our Facebook live stream right now if you're watching the show. But we will send that in the mail to you, and you just use it however you will.
It is made out of sterling silver.
I think
it is very, very valuable.
I think you could probably put a plant in there, a flower.
A flower,
you could. You know,
a small flower.
In the coffee off season, you know, if you wanted to do that.
That's right.
The only prize in America that will never be re-gifted. You don't have to worry about seeing this Christmas wrapped up.
That's right.
As somebody
wow, how thoughtful.
That.
Okay, now Walker's putting us on the internet, so we're live, right, Walker? We're live video streaming.
That is correct. We are live streaming on the Today's Issues
around
Facebook
the world.
Page. Around the world. If you're in Ukraine, South Korea, anywhere, we have folks from all over the world who watch us on Facebook.
You can watch American Family Radio on Facebook, and our Today's Issues show, we're live video streaming. All right, Professor Ed,
Yes,
what
sir.
What are your three questions?
Well, here they are. I'm glad you asked. Now, this is an Old Testament question. After King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel was divided. Who first reigned as king of Judah and who first reigned as king of Israel? The country split.
Good question.
They had a divider, not a uniter then.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that's sad.
It was sad.
Yeah.
Question number two. What bird has the largest wingspan of any bird alive today? What bird has the largest wingspan of any bird alive today? I was surprised by this answer.
The Boeing bird.
I'm simulating Boeing. What it might look like.
Yes, that is an excellent excellent simulation. I dare you to do that the whole show.
I'll pass out.
Question number three, geography. What is the name of the sea between Italy and the Balkan Peninsula? You're looking at the country of Italy.
Right.
Just to the right.
In your backyard.
Yeah. What's the name of the sea?
Thank you. What do you got, Professor?
Here's what I've got. First question, Old Testament question. Who did Samuel anoint as the first king of Israel?
Good.
Who was the first king of Israel?
The first one.
Second question, what is the common name for nitrous oxide? What is the common name for nitrous oxide? And then I've got a true or false. The Rhinestone Cowboy was in the news this week. He passed away Tuesday. He was 81 years old. We learned a lot of facts about Glenn Campbell. Here's my question. For a brief time, Glenn Campbell roller skated with a semi-pro roller derby team. Is that true or false?
Semi-pro.
Yeah.
That just strikes me as funny because it gives the impression there's like single A, double A, triple A.
He was trying to make it.
It's really hard to make the majors.
He was on the brink and then he decided to do singing.
That's a great,
you know,
one of your great true false
questions.
You know
those artists that wait tables, they do all kinds of things while they're making their way up.
No, this could absolutely be true or it could be absolutely false. We will find out.
All right, are those your three questions?
That's my three.
Here are my three. How old is a horse when it changes from a filly to a mare?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. How old is a horse when it changes from a filly to a mare?
Great
number two.
Question.
That's a great question, and there's two groups of people who might know the answer to that. People who are familiar with horses, raise horses, and gamblers. Because that seems like one of those gambling questions.
And Phillies fans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Phillies.
All right, my question, my second question from the Bible. The King James Bible, which of course was the Bible that Jesus used, has a word in it which appears 773,000 times.
What?
What is that word? The King James Bible, there's one word. Somebody sat down and counted this. God bless them. I don't know who did it, but
I hope they use
contribution they made to mankind by counting this is
I hope they use a computer program.
It's begat. No, I can go ahead and answer it for you.
Or you know, that's a good guess, JJ.
Or wither or hither.
Quit guessing, because I spent a lot of time on this question. I don't want it blown up by my...
And you counted just to make sure this number was right.
Well, I did once.
You rounded it off.
The King James Bible has one word in it, which is used 773,000 times, roughly.
Wow.
What is that word?
Wow.
And number three, when you crack your knuckles, back or neck, how is the cracking sound produced?
Wow.
Who hasn't wondered that before in our lifetime? When you crack your knuckles, which can be annoying to people around you, by the way, I might add, if you do it too much, you crack your knuck back. Whoa, you knuck back. That's a group, isn't it? Or is that Nickelback? Anyway, when you crack your knuckles, how is the cracking sound produced? What produces that cracking sound?
If you roller skated semi-pro, just getting up out of the chair, you hear a whole lot of snap, crackle, and pop, and that ain't just a breakfast cereal either.
I'm glad to hear
he's back.
Glad to hear he's back.
All right, Professor Ed.
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Harold is on the line. Harold, welcome to the program.
Hi, guys. Man, I'm so glad to talk to you all. You're talking to a hillbilly that was jerked up in the hills of West Virginia. We were very poor. and did it, was not very smart, but I tell you, by listening to you guys, I feel like you have learned me a 4-year college education.
Harold, thank you for your honesty.
I'm touched, Harold. Harold, if we can do this for you, and it makes it all worth
our life has meaning.
Thank you, Harold.
Hey, Harold, I want to mention something that you brought up, because I was born poor, and I've managed to keep most of it. So I'm right there with you, buddy.
All right.
We were so poor. We were so poor that my folks didn't pick me up from the hospital. I was 6 years old. Very next day, my imaginary playmate left me for another kid. I've been in trouble all my life. Well, I used to go home from school all the time and find out my folks had moved. All they'd have to do is throw a little water on the fire and call the dog. I'd have to run them down.
Something tells me, Harold, you could do this all day long.
Right.
Yes. All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
They took me down the river. They took me down the river one day and said, "Son, you need to learn to swim." Man, when I got out of that tow sack, I come right to the top.
Oh, ask, answer, or do both, Harold?
Oh man,
I want to ask a question, and this is a very important question. I'll tell you why when you answer. This is a Bible question. Where in the Bible does it say that there's going to be 30 minutes of silence?
It says that in Revelation chapter 8.
That's right. Verse 1.
Yes.
I read that, and I tell you, I called my wife. I said, "Baby, come here. I got bad news for you." I said, "There ain't gonna be no women in heaven."
Harold,
I saw that coming. When you asked that question, Harold, I thought, I know the joke that's coming.
You are on your own, Harold. Hey, did you want to answer one of our questions?
Harold, that joke to your wife, you had time to think that thing through.
Yeah, right,
makes me worried about you, Harold. It really does. But anyway, go
ahead. All right, brother, thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the laughter, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You learn as the years go on, keep your, you know.
Harold didn't sound like he was young. He sounded like he should have learned that one a long time ago.
You think these things through before you ruin your weekend. All right, back to the phones.
Enjoy those bologna sandwiches all weekend, Harold. Yeah. All right, we go back to Louisiana. Ben is on the line. Ben, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Ben. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
All right, you want
to
ask, answer?
Ask and answer.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The one about the knuckles cracking.
Oh, good. That's a good one. That's yours, Tim.
Yeah. All righty, then. To borrow from Jim Carrey. Here's my question. When you crack your knuckles, back or neck, how is the cracking sound produced?
I think there's like little air pockets in the middle of your bones or something, and between the bones, and when you crack them, it releases it or something, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll give you that. The sound is made by the rapidly released gas from a fluid. Your answer, air pockets, which is present in the joints. So,
rapidly released gas
from a fluid. I don't know what the fluid is, if it's lighter fluid or if it's like gasoline. I'm not sure. It doesn't say what it is exactly in there. But it's released and pop, 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 pop. Kind of like Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Or bubble wrap.
Or bubble wrap.
Who
JJ?
Has enjoyed stepping on bubble wrap?
Yeah. I think we need to clap.
Yeah, we should.
We need to clap for being with enthusiasm.
I had a thought. I probably shouldn't share it.
Well, what do you think? How will it affect your career?
Well, it was just along the lines of rapidly released gas and eating baked beans.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying about affecting your career. Yeah. This is what I'm warning you about.
You didn't learn anything. Yeah, from no, our first
I gave you. I gave you an absolute.
You gave me a chance.
I gave you time to think about it. Ben, what's your question for us?
On Walker Texas Ranger, what kind of truck does Cordell Walker drive?
Walker Texas Ranger.
He drives a Dodge Ram. Loved those reruns of that show.
Yeah. Wow, good Jasper, you, JJ.
Came through for the team.
Yes, sir.
Wow, okay.
Greatest show ever.
Yeah, right. Great show.
Well, I don't go that far.
Tough, man. Maybe toughest man ever, too.
Hey, Ben, his son was here in the studio and such a nice guy, just like his dad. And I asked him, was he ever on any of those episodes? He said he was in every single episode.
Really?
And he was one of the bad guys in almost every fighting scene.
Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris's son. Wow. And he said his dad roughed him up pretty good. He said, but part of the reason he always wanted him because he knew what was coming and had good reflexes and knew to be able to dodge some of that without seriously getting hurt.
Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Brother Ben. Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. American Family Radio, Trivia Friday. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we go back to the phones.
We go back to North Carolina, and I'm guessing our old friend Todd is on the line. Todd, welcome back. Is this you, Todd?
This is me. Good morning, everybody.
Sea Grove, North Carolina.
That's right.
Salute.
Ask, answer, or do both, Todd?
I'd like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Hey, Todd? Is Todd launching? kind of missing.
Todd, now they're talking to the president about not doing anything drastic with Kim.
Don't start something, Todd. You'll regret.
Okay, I think we. So I don't know what happened there.
What happened?
I don't know. That I guess I was on his end.
If he's able to make it back through, let's put him to the front of the line.
Todd, we'll try to get you back to the front of the line since we lost you. But in the meantime, we go to Oklahoma, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, guys. Good to hear you.
Good morning, Mike.
Howdy.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Let's try both.
All right. Which one do you want to try to answer?
Try one of yours there. He had... I think I know two of them. Let's try that bird with the longest wingspan.
All right. What bird has the largest wingspan of any bird alive today?
Well, I'll go with the albatross.
That is correct.
Wow.
Albatross.
The wandering albatross.
Albatross.
Albatross has a wingspan reaching 11 feet across. I was thinking it'd be some kind of condor or something like that.
They hang one of those around your neck, and you know you got problems for a lifetime. You'll be going uphill for the rest of your days.
Where do we get?
Did you know that albatross can fly for months at a time?
Really?
Eat, sleep, and poop on the wing, and only land to mate.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. You think God didn't create some amazing creations?
Wait, hold on just a second, Mike. What did you just say this albatross can do now?
It can fly constantly for months. It's the greatest sailing bird in the world for sailing.
A lot of that is just drifting on the currents or something, is that?
Yes.
To conserve energy?
Yes, the trade winds, yes. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Is this the same? Do we use the expression albatross around?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. Mike, you have any idea where that saying comes from?
No, I don't know where the origin of the name, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't realize that any bird could go months up in the air.
That's amazing.
Well, yeah, it's like my understanding is that, like, the great shark, the great white shark, can't ever stop swimming.
Swimming, right.
You know, so some of these, God has created some of these creatures to almost perpetual motion machines.
Ants don't go to sleep at 8, you know, and,
carry about 100 times their weight.
They fly so long that when they land, their legs are so weak that they kind of crash. land on Midway Island.
Oh, wow. That would make sense. Man. They kind of atrophy a little bit.
That's a country song.
That's
exactly,
a country song.
Think about it.
Yeah.
All right. My legs are so weak, I crash landed on Midway Island.
Okay. Got a question for you guys.
Okay.
What animal can outrun a cheetah in a race over a quarter mile easily?
Mike, let me jump in here with a quick detour. What animal do you never want to play cards with? A cheetah.
A cheetah.
Now, go back to your question. What was it?
What was your question there, Mike?
Yeah, what animal can outrun a cheetah?
Yeah.
After a quarter mile, if the cheetah doesn't catch it in a quarter mile, this other animal is gone.
Y'all, would it be an ostrich? They're pretty fast.
Well, I don't know. A cheetah can chase 70 miles an hour.
Ostrich can go.
Well, it's probably. I mean, it's true about most thing. It's things it chases, right?
Like the gazelle and all that's what they chase.
It's all about speed in the initial burst.
Yeah. It's a sprint, short sprint.
Yeah.
Quarter mile sprint. Yeah.
Y'all want to say gazelle? Think of what their prey is.
What about like a raccoon or something like that?
I think you're in a different part of Africa.
Oh, okay. Well,
those African.
I mean, a raccoon can get going. It takes a little time to wind up. You know what I'm saying?
But it gets going, especially downhill.
Got to got to wind up to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with gazelle.
We'll go with JJ's gazelle.
Could be an impala or something like that, but gazelle.
Okay, it's the North American animal, the pronghorn.
The pronghorn?
You ever heard of a pronghorn?
Yeah. It's
pronghorn, leghorn?
No. That's Cleghorn.
I say, son. You ain't no chicken.
Oh, that ain't a cheetah.
Don't let him play cards with us, that cheetah.
They can. A pronghorn can hit a top speed of around 55 miles an hour.
Wow.
It can run at a steady clip of about 30 miles an hour for over 20 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
20 miles?
Wow. 30 mile an hour gallop for 20 miles.
Marathon runners, you got a new role model for that 26.3.
That's amazing.
A pronghorn could do a marathon in about 45 minutes.
Are you calling it froghorn or
prog?
Prog.
Prog.
P-R-O-G,
right?
Yeah.
They're amazing. Amazing animals.
Yeah. An inspiration.
Yep.
All right.
Designed by the master designer.
Yes.
Yep.
Amen.
To run.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I'm tired after just listening you describe that, but thank you, Mike.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's going to be a short one, and then we're going to come back. We three of us are going to sprint over here to the coffee and popcorn machine, right?
30 miles an hour.
I can go 30 miles an hour
can
from
you
here to that popcorn machine.
15 yards, Ed. Can you do
yards.
It?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
All right.
No problem. I mean, I'm not hungry, but I could if I wanted
to. You have to get up out of your chair first. That's your first challenge. All right. We're going to be back in 3 minutes, I guess. And then we're going to go to Pell in Oregon. Oregon. Mike in Pennsylvania. Hannah in Iowa. Tammy in Virginia. And David is in Texas, and you on American Family Radio's Trivia Friday, AFR, you're listening to. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Next time on Today's Issues, Jeremy Wiggins will be here with interesting news and other topics.
Having lots of friends who've worked fast food, they're clearing it from the screen so that it doesn't go against their window time, and they're relying now on memory to get your order right.
I have a number of pet peeves, but here's my big one, a garbled speaker.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues.
I don't know what you're saying.
Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. One of the places we're going to visit in Jerusalem is the House of Caiaphas. This is the place where Jesus was held the night before he was taken over to Pontius Pilate. It's a very somber place to visit, as you know that this is the place where Jesus was mocked and he was ridiculed and he was held there before being taken over again to Pontius Pilate. Well, that's just one of the places we're going to visit in our trip to Israel. If you want more information about our March 8th through the 16th tour of the Holy Land, just go to the website twholyland.com. twholyland.com. If you want a brochure sent to you in the mail, call us at 800-FAMILIES, 800-FAMILIES, option 5, and we'll be sure to get one in the mail to you right away. Join us, won't you?
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University is preparing students to enter a competitive job market. They have a low student-to-professor ratio, a caring Christian faculty, and more than 550 programs of study, ranging from undergraduate certificates to doctoral degrees. As the largest Christian university in the world, Liberty continues to establish itself as both a leading liberal arts university and an institution dedicated to the Christian faith. Learn more at liberty.edu. That's liberty.edu. As a matter of public service, I feel it necessary to assure listeners to this radio station that we are not on the verge of the apocalypse. The only people fomenting fears of nuclear annihilation are fake newsers and the pajama boy crowd. They are literally scared of North Korea. Congresswoman Maxine Waters spoke for many when she told President Trump to just give the North Koreans whatever they want. That's the liberal way to deal with bullies, cower in fear. That's the way President Obama conducted foreign policy, as an apologist. And now third world despots and dictators think they can push around Uncle Sam. That's why President Trump has been talking smack. He's trying to convey a very important message to the North Koreans and the rest of the world. Pajama Boy no longer lives in the White House. Chuck Norris does. Lock and load, America. I'm Todd Starnes.
And Ed, what is the, Professor Ed, I should say.
Yeah.
What is the famous line from that show we're listening to?
Book 'em Dano.
Book 'em Dano. That was a
That's a great theme song.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
You knew unmistakably what show was coming on.
I'm going to get that. I have a couple like on my iPod. Yeah. I have a bunch of soundtracks.
Yeah.
And I have some from television shows that I always liked. I'm going to get that one. It's all these soundtracks are short.
The star of that show was who? Wasn't it Jack Lord?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Jack Lord.
Yeah. Well, who was that? Efren Zimbalist Jr. What was he on?
That was FBI.
FBI.
Okay. Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and J.J. Jasper. And let's see. Here we're playing Trivia Friday. If you're new to this radio show, we're here, well, on Fridays. and we...
Ed giveaway.
And we play trivia. And... But it's more than trivia to us. It's an experience of learning and maturing and
expanding your horizons. Mental
flossing, if you will.
Oh, I like that.
Expanding your horizons,
sure,
JJ.
Sure.
Going proudly, boldly, going nowhere, where no man has gone before.
Things
or woman.
Or things. You know? And things of that nature.
Yes.
So we want to encourage you to be with us
Speaking
on Friday.
Speaking of which, how many ears did Dr. Spock have? People woke up this morning wanting to know.
Right.
Three. He had the right ear, the left ear, and the final front ear. So there's the answer. That's not even one of our questions.
No,
that was free.
That was free.
That's
a bonus.
The kind of knowledge we lay on people on this show.
All right, so if you want to call in and ask or answer or both, here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. We are live video streaming this program on Facebook. So go to Facebook and then type in Today's Issues, and there we be. And JJ is waving at the audience right now who's watching on Facebook. And then if you want to send us an email, just go to, just use this email address, comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. I think we need to go back to Todd.
Yes.
In North Carolina, because he accidentally got cut off some way.
Yes, from Seagrove. Well, he was launching some nuclear weapons
at
Kim Jong-un.
Right.
For anyone who's listening, that is just a
bad joke.
Bad joke.
Yeah, bad joke.
But there was some strange beeping, Todd, as we lost you for whatever reason, and Tim thought maybe you were maybe launching.
Multitasking.
Yeah. You still,
I appreciate you giving me that kind of credit to be able to do something like that. But no, what happened was that the cordless phone that I was using went out on me, and I was rushing to grab the other one that was fully charged to try to get back on, but it was too late. So I'm just glad that I was able to get back in with you.
All right. Well, we worked it out.
You know, that's happened to me before too.
What?
I can understand what Todd just described. It's happened to me personally.
Oh, where the battery went dead?
Yeah, right in the middle of your conversation. And so it can happen.
Oh, it can happen.
It's happened
to the best of us.
It can happen. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Todd, answer, ask, or both, my friend?
I would like to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Well, I'm going to take JJ's question about nitrous oxide.
All right, Todd. What is the common name for nitrous oxide?
That would be laughing gas.
Oh!
Yo!
Todd
won
mystery
again.
Question. Todd.
How many times does this make, he's Todd?
He's defying.
Okay. This makes 7 times.
This is incredible.
This is defying
that
the
he
odds.
Would take, yes. That he would choose the right
the,
answer.
The right question.
And get it correct.
And get it
right.
Get
and
it
then
correct.
He always passes
you know,
it
I'm
forward.
Beginning to wonder if there's an inside job.
Maybe
here.
A leak.
Yeah, some leaker.
Maybe
there's a leaker.
The Russians.
Leaker
somewhere. Todd, do you know any Russians?
Well, yeah.
No, I don't, and I won't say anything about me talking to Cindy when I came back from the I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah. Cindy's helping us with answering the phones.
No, that we know that you're honest, and Todd, that really is the mathematical probability of that. That's just amazing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And 7.
7.
That's a biblical number right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the number of completion.
That's right.
Todd, you going for the curtain or the box? You going to keep the prize or pay it forward like you usually do?
I'm going to donate it to the next person to guess the next question right.
What a servant's
heart.
Well,
that's great. Appreciate that. And that's, folks, we want you to know that that is because Todd has a good heart.
Yes.
Not because he already has 6 AFR travel mugs.
Right.
So,
I'll tell you something about this. I know I've actually got 2 that I won, but it's like this will be the 5th one that I'll be donating to the person to get the next question
nice.
Right.
Hey Todd, bring
us?
It. Bring it on, brother.
Okay. Well, of course, my question is a Old Testament question.
No. It is?
I know. I know it's really a surprise for me to ask you an Old Testament question. One of these days, I'll change up on you and ask you a New Testament question.
Yes.
Or something about a rap group. That would really throw us.
Oh, JJ, I liked you until you said that.
Yeah.
But no, honestly. But no, this is coming from the book of Nehemiah. In chapter 8, we read about Ezra the scribe reading the book of the law to the people. This question is a multiple choice question. How long did it take Ezra to read the book? A, from morning to evening. B, from midday to evening. Or C, from morning to midday.
It was all day. Ed.
Let us talk amongst ourselves, Todd.
And they broke down and started to sob.
Right.
I'm almost sure.
Morning to evening.
Morning to
evening. Yeah, that's what I think.
Morning.
Yeah, we go with morning.
And they rent,
JJ's morning
they,
to evening.
They tore their robes and they were weeping.
Well, I'm afraid that is not correct.
Mm. Wow, that hurts.
Okay, then it's one of the other two.
Yes.
Which one?
Outcome-based trivia Friday.
It was what?
Right.
C? None of the above?
C, from morning to midday.
Morning to midday. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So they break for lunch, or what happened there?
I think they completed in that time period.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to be that person while the law's being read
that
goes, hey, when's lunch break? Because as he's reading, you're going, oh, that one got zapped. That one got zapped.
Right, right.
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, thank you,
Todd.
Thank
you, brother. Good to talk to you again.
All right. Well, y'all take care and have a good weekend.
All right. From Seagrove, North Carolina.
Remember, the next person, if you answer the question correctly,
You get the travel money.
So choose wisely, Daniel, son.
You have chosen wisely.
All right. Well, the next one on the list is from Oregon. Pell is on the air with us. It's Trivia Friday. Pell, welcome.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about who was the kings of Israel and Judah.
All right. In the Old Testament, after King Solomon, the kingdom of Israel was divided. Who first reigned as king of Judah and who first reigned as king of Israel?
Rehoboam, king of Judah, and Jeroboam, king of Israel.
That is correct. So, Pell.
Let's ring that cowbell.
Ring the cowbell.
There you go, Pell.
So, Pell, this says on the screen that you're 7 years old. You're going to get a travel mug, but I think you're probably too young to drink coffee, aren't you?
You don't have to put coffee in there.
You can put chocolate milk in
there.
Put chocolate milk in there, something like that.
It keeps it cold just as well as it keeps it hot.
There you go. All right. Yeah. So, Pell, you won, and this is a pass-along, a pay-it-forward from Todd from Seagrove, North Carolina, who, whenever he answers and gets the mystery question correct, usually passes that on to the first person to get the next question correct, and that was you. So,
hey, Pell, where do you live in Oregon? Pell?
Baker City.
Oh, Baker City.
Okay.
Wonderful. All right. Out in the east Oregon. What's your question for us?
In the mountains of Oregon, there are three mountains called the Three Sisters. What are their names?
In the mountains of Oregon, there are three mountains called the Three Sisters. What are their names?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, and we're going to narrow this down.
Pinta, the Santa Maria.
The Nina, the Pinta, the Nina. Santa Maria. Yeah. Hey, that's as good as I've got.
JJ, what do you think?
I know there's a nice wagon museum there in Baker City, the Conestoga. Is that what they were called?
Yeah, that's the type of wagon.
Kind of the end of the Oregon Trail. Beautiful area, but I don't know the name of the mountains.
We don't know, Pell. What is it?
All right, we're going with Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria.
The answer is faith, hope, and love.
Wow, really?
Oh, I like that.
I do like that.
Yeah, faith, hope. So are they like the tallest mountains in Oregon?
No.
Okay.
And I know which one is the greatest of those mountains.
Well, that is excellent information and good knowledge. Pell, do not hang up, okay? We're going to put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your shipping information, and we'll send you one of those AFR travel mugs, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Pell.
Thank you, Pell.
That Pell right there, he's 7 years old.
Very polite.
7 years old.
Very smart.
Very smart little young man. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go back to let's repeat our questions because they have.
It's been a while.
He's trying to get you to say heretofore.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry to disappoint you again. Let's try that again.
Yeah. Well, we're going to repeat our questions now, which have.
Heretofore.
Gone unanswered.
It kind of loses something when you mess it up.
You're in a play. You don't get your cue and somebody's got to kick you.
Right.
And they're in their you're in your costume, they're in yours.
All we can hope for is that we learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
You know, if you want a life lesson right there.
Right.
Ed, what are your questions that have gone?
All right, I've got one left for my original, so I'll have to add some. What is his geography question? What is the name of the sea between Italy and the Balkan Peninsula? So if you're looking at Italy on a map, there's a sea right to the right. Mm-hmm. What is the name of it? Second question, what is the world's oldest monotheistic religion? And third question, I did ask about the largest wingspan of any bird. What's the world's smallest bird? What type of bird, in other words?
The world's smallest bird in the world. You can hardly see it.
You don't want them to get under your skin either because they'll itch.
The small bird.
Yep.
What do you got over there, JJ?
First question, Old Testament. Who did Samuel anoint as the first king of Israel? Second question, true or false, We've been hearing a lot about the Rhinestone Cowboy, Glenn Campbell, who passed away this week. Here's my question. For a brief time, Glenn Campbell roller skated with a semi-pro roller derby team. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. What was Michael Jordan's jersey number for most of his career?
Hey, were they on the same semi-pro roller derby team?
No. He in fact, he was playing, trying his hand in baseball.
Yeah, I remember.
While Glenn Campbell was
with the White Sox
out there going round and round in a circle, trying to knock people down, throwing those elbows.
My questions are, how old is a horse when it changes from a filly to a mare? You call a horse a filly, and then it becomes how old, and then you start referring to it as a mare.
Now, does this horse have a name, or is it a horse with no name? Because that would make a difference.
Horse with no name. Well, it just says here it felt good to be out of the rain. I don't know.
Learn from the master.
That's right.
Learn from wow. That was well played.
My second question is, you put it on a tee. My second question is, the King James Bible, which as we've established is the Bible Jesus used, has a word in it which is known to appear 773,000 times. What is that word?
See, I know the one that's appeared 568,000 times.
Well, everybody does that.
Everyone knows that one. So.
Back to the phones, Ed.
Back to the phones. We now go to Pennsylvania. Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Yes. Hey, Mike, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to try and answer Dean Tim's question about the most common word in the King James Bible.
But you still want to go for that one?
Well, I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, let me repeat the question. The King James Bible has a word in it which is known to appear 773,000 times. What is that word?
I'm going to try and go for the word "the," being a common word that's used a lot.
That is great guess, but isn't the answer I have.
Oh,
now, I'll be honest, when I got to 473,000, I just gave up.
Eyelids got heavy.
Well, yeah, and people kept interrupting me.
Sure.
You know, and I had two people on staff who came in and started shouting numbers.
Yeah.
You know,
counting changed. You got to start all the way and start over.
So, anyway, I'm just trusting the answer I got from the internet.
Well, because you can trust the internet.
So anyway, that's not correct. That's not the answer I have. How about that? But good guess. Duh. All right. What's your question for us, brother Mike from Pennsylvania?
Well, a question I have is about a military weapon. In the military, there are different types of machine guns. This particular type has two different types to it. It is there's a 240 Bravo and a 240 Charlie. Can you tell me the difference between those two automatic machine guns?
A two what now?
240 Bravo and a 240 Charlie. Mike, I'm not sure I've ever been more unaware of the difference between two machine guns at this moment. Yeah, the B and the C model.
You knew this moment would come, though.
I knew. I knew it would come.
Huh?
But I knew that.
Did you have a premonition?
Someday a question would come
that would stump me
more than any other. Yeah. I don't have the
totally,
the foggiest.
Totally clueless.
You guys have a okay.
Yeah,
all right, you got us, Mike.
Well, I don't want you to feel bad because the first 4 years of the military, I didn't know the answer to it either. The difference is that a 240 Bravo has a charging handle that it can be used by a person to pull back to charge the weapon. 240 Charlie, because it's mounted inside of a track vehicle, you cannot reach that handle. It has a coax in its place that you pull like a string in order to charge the weapon.
And that's the only difference. Well, that's some trivia.
That's the only difference between that weapon.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, appreciate it, Mike.
Hey, before you go, Mike, to go back to your question, your answer for Tim's question, do you know the difference between Winnie the Pooh and
Happens, doesn't it, JJ?
Yes, it does.
It happens. I sympathize with you, brother.
I'll come back to you.
I'll go from one room to the next and forget why I went there.
Open up the refrigerator
within a matter of minutes.
And say, "Whoa, yeah.
That's the worst.
Why am
you
I
open
here?"
Open the refrigerator door and you're going, "What? And am I just supposed to pick something at
random?" You
don't
want to tell anybody that just happened to you.
Yeah, no, nobody
they do,
will
they,
know.
What do they say? Yeah. Retrace your steps. You know,
here's the best one. They said, "Well, it's got to be somewhere."
Right.
I can't find my keys. Well, they got to be somewhere. Wow, thank you for that. That was really
very helpful. Yeah. All right, thanks,
Mike. What's bad is when you're looking for your eyeglasses.
What's the difference between
and they're on your head?
On your head.
What's the difference between Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist? They both like honey, and they both have the same middle name.
Trivia Friday.
I like that.
On American Family Radio, we also call this
Learning University.
On the air.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't normally chime in with y'all.
If you want to start chiming in, though, just hesitate after you ask the question, and we'll all say it together.
I felt like I needed to have a unified voice from the faculty.
Right. Just hesitate.
Okay.
That's all.
It's okay. Okay. So we also call this
Learning University.
There you go. Not quite in stereo, but almost. Back to the phones.
Go to Iowa, and Hannah is on the line. Hannah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello,
Hannah. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
I wanted to answer the one about who was the first king of Israel.
Yes, Hannah. Here's the question: who did Samuel anoint as the first king of Israel?
Saul.
King Saul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
Exactly right.
There you go, Hannah.
Thank you for reading your Bible, and thank you and your family for listening to AFR.
I think she may have a question for us.
Yeah.
What is the fastest animal in the world?
Okay, let us talk amongst ourselves here. I think we've had
this mean the fastest land animal or the fastest bird or what?
It's a bird, the fastest bird.
The fastest bird, guys.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves.
I'm not sure about
falcon?
The way. It's the peregrine.
Peregrine.
Peregrine falcon.
Okay.
And on a dive, they can reach crazy speeds. I mean, it's just
but water comes
blazing.
Out of their eyes, side of their eyes.
Water comes out of the
vision
side of their eyes, and they,
All right, so our guess is the peregrine falcon, Hannah.
Yes, that's correct.
All right,
JJ Jasper.
Woo! Excellent. Great question, Hannah.
Yes, great question. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, good. Smart. We have some smart young people. Should we continue going?
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's keep it going. Keep
it
rolling here.
Let's go to Texas, why don't we? We're going to go to Texas and welcome David to the program. Welcome to Trivia Friday, David.
Good morning, fellow deplorables. And I want to thank him. We're putting our friend on the evening show because he's knocking it out of the park. Thanks, guys.
Are you talking about
Abe Hamilton?
Abe Hamilton?
Oh, I love Abe and our fellow deplorable.
Oh, Todd. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Both of them are excellent. I want to ask and answer, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer, David?
Well, I have no idea the correct answer, but I've got to go with the Glenn Campbell question.
All right, let us repeat it.
David, I'm going to slow the question down just a little bit. because there was so much information from that music legend, he died at 81 years old. He was born in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Did you know he was the seventh son of a seventh son?
Oh.
And he had the songs like Gentle on My Mind, Galveston, Wichita Lineman, Rhinestone Cowboy. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. But then here's a little known fact, if indeed it's true. Here's my true or false question. For a brief time, Glenn Campbell roller skated with a semi-pro roller derby team. David, is that true or false?
That is 100% false.
It is 100% false. I made it up this morning.
You know,
buddy.
Yes, excellent job. I thought it might be true because he's a kind of a big guy, wasn't
right,
he?
Right.
Yeah. So
I tried to think
again,
of something bizarre and crazy, but you just never know.
Wow.
Yeah. Good one, David. You got it right.
What's your question for us?
My question for you is the actor Steve McQueen played in a TV show from 1958 to 1961, What was the name of the television show?
Oh, and I love Steve McQueen as an actor.
All right, we're going to talk about a movie about him here for a second. Is it Steve McQueen that I'm thinking about, that they're doing a Christian movie about he came to the Lord late in life?
He did, late in life.
It'll be out September 28th for one night only. Greg Laurie is doing it, called Steve McQueen, American Icon.
Thank you for sharing that because I knew I saw that press release. Wonderful.
Yeah. One night only in a theater near you.
Good.
Oh, and I like Greg Laurie.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Well, we hope so. As long as you don't have to drive to Memphis.
That was a matter of fact statement.
That was a lot of confidence there.
Yeah, all right, brother.
All right, do you guys have any idea what the television program Steve McQueen was in?
Was it a Western? Because I'm thinking of Rawhide and some of those.
General Ben.
Well, he played in it for 3 years, so it wasn't a cameo appearance.
Was it General Ben?
General Ben.
I think he preceded.
I remember now.
The guy, what was it?
It was a soap opera. He was one of those doctors, one of those early doctors.
Dr. Kildare. David, I think we're flailing. I think you got us. What's the answer?
He wore a sidearm that was a cut-off Winchester. Does that help you?
He was a kindergarten teacher.
Wanted, dead or alive.
Wanted, dead or alive. I'll be honest, I've never heard of it.
I don't remember that. Yeah.
What?
Bon Jovi. I know. I was watching. We've disappointed you, David, but I've been disappointing people all day today. So.
I think it was Bon Jovi.
Well, go see the movie. Maybe it'll refresh your memory.
Great. Okay.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, you too.
Thanks,
David.
Buddy.
Trivia
Wanted,
Friday.
Wanted, dead or alive.
On American Family Radio, I'm Tim Wildman with Eva Tagliano and J.J. Jasper. We thank you for listening. We're going to take one more call, maybe two, before the break, and then we'll come back on the other side of the news at 5 after with more of Trivia Friday. Where do we go next?
All right, we go to Ohio. Randy is on the line. Randy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Randy. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'll try to answer the Philly to Mayor question.
All right. Here's the question.
Philly to Mayor question. Here's the question. How old is a horse when it changes from a filly to a mare?
Well, my guess is 2 years old due to the two-year-old races they run a lot.
You know, that's what I would have guessed, but it's... No, it's incorrect.
All right.
It's incorrect. It's a good guess, absolutely.
What's your question for us?
Question for us, since Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. was mentioned, my question is, what was Ephraim Zimbalist Sr.'s profession?
Ephraim Zimbalist Sr. That was Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. was the actor.
I'll take this one. He was the manager of a semi-pro roller derby team. Little known fact. No, I don't know. What do you guys say?
I don't. Do you got a guess, Tim?
No, I'm not even interested in the question. I'm just being honest. This is no disrespect.
Hey, I will say,
that was rude, man.
Randy, I agree with you, brother. Randy. That was hurtful,
hey,
mean,
Randy,
and rude.
Randy,
yeah.
Randy. My conscience.
I'm calling Jay Sekulow.
Randy, we're gonna send you a mug.
That's my next phone call when I hang up.
Randy's gonna send you a free mug.
Randy, we're gonna make up to you, okay? I'm gonna make up for my disinterest.
That's a good start.
All right. Oh, it's a good start. So you are gonna sue me. Okay. All right. Well, I'm taking my mug back now then. I'll see you in court.
Randy.
All right.
Randy, that's some funny stuff. Oh, hey,
Randy.
I'm gonna put you on hold.
Yeah, we're seeing you in my mug.
Hang on, Randy, put you on hold, okay?
Thank you, Randy.
Fill that mug up with cash.
You're good sport.
That's the only way to make up to Randy.
We're going to take a break for news. We hope you'll be interested in it. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Funny.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.